With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has given Iran a Tuesday night ultimatum to open the Strait of Hormuz to all shipping traffic. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president warns Iranian leaders that the U.S. military can unleash extensive damage in just a few hours.
The entire country can be taken out in one night.
He's giving Iran a Tuesday deadline of 8 p.m. Eastern.
And after that, they're going to have no bridges. They're going to have no power plants.
The president said he was not at all concerned about accusations of war crimes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An analysis by avalanche experts questions decisions by guides on a deadly California backcountry trip.
It was the deadliest avalanche in modern California history. Now an investigation finds the nine backcountry skiers killed February 17th were being guided through dangerous terrain when safer routes were available. It also says the group was large enough to increase the risk of being caught in a deadly slide. The report by Sierra Avalanche Center questions decisions by Blackbird Mountain guides and says the group was traveling beneath an avalanche path after intense snowfall. Blackbird says the report does not reflect the full scope of what transpired and does not include all of the facts and information currently under review. I'm Julie Walker.
Savannah Guthrie has returned to NBC's Today Show anchor desk for the first time since her mother's disappearance more than 2 months ago. Guthrie said it's good to be home. She also says it's hard to go forward not knowing what happened to her mother. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 165 points. The Nasdaq rose 117. The S&P advanced 29. This is SRN News. A dubious honor for Mark Zuckerberg.
Every year, the National Center on Sexual Exploitation puts out its Dirty Dozen list, 12 companies it blames for contributing to exploitation. This year, the list contains 11 companies and one man. Meta founder Mark Zuckerberg has been named personally by the NCSE because it says, quote, under his leadership, Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp have become breeding grounds for child sexual abuse, grooming, sextortion, and sex trafficking. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lot of Christians are embracing artificial intelligence in their daily prayer and worship. The Barna Group reports that nearly a third of American adults trust spiritual advice from AI as much as advice from a pastor. And 4 in 10 practicing Christians say AI has helped them with prayer or Bible study. Yet only 12% of pastors feel comfortable teaching about AI in their congregations. This is SRN News. The ranks of tailors, dressmakers, and custom sewers are shrinking in the U.S., even as their skills and services are finding fresh demand. Bob Agnew reports.
Fashion industry experts say younger shoppers are enlisting tailors and seamstresses more often now to give off-the-rack purchases a custom fit. One veteran tailor in New York says weight loss drugs like Wegovy have more Americans wanting their favorite clothes resized. That comes even as many skilled sewers age out of the workforce. Now the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York has teamed up with Nordstrom to launch a training program to help address the growing labor shortage. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Education Department says it has terminated agreements that previous administrations reached with 5 school districts and a college aimed at special accommodations for transgender students. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.